אני אקח קוירח לוקח את עצמוי לצרח או עצמי כמחלויקס מחלויקס את מוישה דמישנה סייז אין עובד פרקי משנחוף כל מחלויקס שהיא לשם שמיים סויפה לסקיים ושאין לשם שמיים אין סויפה לסקיים איזה מחלויקס היא לשם שמיים זו מחלויקס הלל ושמיים ושאין לשם שמיים זו מחלויקס קוירח בכל הדוסי So three is pashut a dictum. The machlokes is Shammai against Hillel, and the opposite is machlokes koyrach v'chol adosai. It's missing. It's koyrach v'chol adosai against Moshe and Aaron. So the avit as koyrach v'chol adosai. They were fighting amongst each other also, or there was only one side to the machlokes. The other side wasn't fighting, so it's only machlokes koyrach v'chol adosai. But Rabbi, the pashut says machlokes koyrach v'chol adosai against Moshe. Now there's a gevaldik horror. The Mishnah is comparing machlokes Shammai to Hillel. Keneged machloike is koyrach against Moshe. What's the difference? Ein is l'shem shemayim, or ein is nish l'shem shemayim. That's the difference. Shammai v'Hillel is a machloike, it's a limud haTorah. They're having a vikuach, a machloike is a limud haTorah. Koyrach is starting a fight, a political fight, or whatever the issue is, we'll see. The nekud, it's mekar tells that. L'choyrach state in Mishnah that koyrach and Moshe are also having a machloike in limud haTorah. No, where did koyrach go wrong? Why is it different than Shammai v'Hillel? Shalom l'shem shemayim. Oh, but it's a bar hashvah. It's comparable to the machloikas Shammai v'Hillel. But that's how you know what's the machloikas. There's one mahalach. Koyrach was signing a mahalach. There's a lot of shoinim and achroinim and what's the vikuach and what happened. But there's protim. We're going to tap on protim. It's a big picture here. Oh, but one of the nekudas that Koyrach is signing is kol ha'edu kulim kedoshim. Kol ha'edu kulim kedoshim. You don't need a manik. Yeder yid, what's hey? Could we godless? You don't have to have the tzura of Klal Yisrael as one manik, a Moshe Rabbeinu, with the rest of Klal Yisrael. Yeder ain't a kol ha'edu kulim kedoshim. Koyrach made a litzonis. Kala shekula tcheles needs a chut of tcheles. Bayis molei tzvorim needs a mezuzah. Azayet ha'gemach choy the kol ha'layla. The tait from this vikuach, he was saying, was nor ein chut from tcheles. Kala shekula tcheles. Bayis molei tzvorim. Kol ha'edu kulim kedoshim. If Yitachin is right, it can say, the Tzadik writes that Koyrach, the Soif Tevet is of Tzadik Katomar Yifrach, the Soif Tevet is Koyrach. He says, because B'nai Koyrach Loi Mesu, the idea of Koyrach, the Rayon, B'nai Koyrach, can find this licked emes in them. But only for Lot of Lovoi, only with the Soif, not for now. But there was a Vikuach, there was a Machloikis. So where did Koyrach go wrong? Why was he led astray to this Mahalach? Zok the Mishnah, you know what the Chilak is? By Shammai V'Hil, Givem L'Shem Shemayim. And those Nish Givem L'Shem Shemayim. That's the chiluk. So not come out. It says, why did Koyrach go wrong? Because he saw in the Nevuah that Osid Shmuel was his nimenu. So he said, must be I'm going to win, must be I'm right. I'm not going to have him a poll. Chodok HaShmuel was come to Rosh Hashanah. Where was his mistake? Because B'nai Koyrach was nice. But there was a vikuch here. Koyrach saw a Nevuah. Rabbi Nevuah. Osid Shmuel was his nimenu. Nevuah is also a gewiss ashtik Torah. I'm not going into that now, that's the difference between Koyrach and Nevuah. He had to give us the Nevuah, and there was a Vikuach, had a fight with the Nevuah. Koyrach and this Nevuah, that he saw all the Shmuel of this Menu, stated in the Nevuah that he's right, that he has an Etzachim. He didn't learn up the Nevuah right. He didn't realize to tie up that it's B'nai Koyrach Loi Mesu, and he's wrong. Why not? It's up to Mishnah. Because Koyrach was Shalei L'Shem Shemayim. The Lashon HaPasuk is like a Kol Ha'eda Kulam Kedoshim. It's a double Lashon. Kol Ha'eda Kulam Kedoshim. There's a famous Taz in Hilchas Rosh Hashanah, state in davening, Meloich al kol ha'aretz kuloi b'chvaydecha. So some person says, you shouldn't say twice, kol ha'olam kuloi. What's the double lashon? So the Taz writes, no, it's the right nusach. Kuloi, rubay kuloi is also good. This is in a braif, rubay kuloi. We want to touch up, kol ha'olam kuloi. By saying just kuloi, it's not enough. The Achronim make a lot of rights to this, you say, that kuloi alone can mean rubay kuloi. State kol ha'kuloi. That's over here also, they bring this pasuk also, kol ha'eda kulam kedoshim. So Moshe Rabbeinu tells them, Boiker v'yoida is a Maram Shif. In the end of Masechta Chulun, the Maram Shif has Pshotim ala Torah. In the back of Masechta Chulun, the Maram Shif, he brings down Pshotim, it says, he tightens up. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin of Kuf Yud, that he were choshed Moshe be'eshes ish. All the Yidden were choshed Moshe be'eshes ish. Listen to the Gemara. So he says, that's what he's telling them, Boiker, we'll see tomorrow morning when the mon comes, right? The Gemara says in Yuma, that I know that the mon was always in Medida. You could tell if it came far from your house, close to your house, if or if it came with the wife's portion also, whether she's Latif Mabai or not. So he said, tomorrow we'll see with the Yerida Samon. That's what it means, break of Yerida. Zayzat Timamshif. Now, the Ev is Pikuach, and Vayiftach Oret is Pia. Now, there's a few things going on over here. It's very confusing. There's Dothan Vaviram, there's Koirach, there's the Masayim Chamishim Ish from Shevet Ruvein, there's Bnei Koirach, there's a lot of things going on. Different groups over here want different things. The Pashtus, the Masayim Chamishim, are all doing the Ketairis. Not because they hold that all of them should be doing the Ketairis. They know only one of them is going to get 249 is going to die. One of them is going to be Zayich and the Ketairis, and they're all willing to go for it. But what exactly is the Einish here? And another one was this kind of Minasius, so it's supplemental. See, everyone is having a different Bikur. Now, the Einish also is very unclear. Dothan Baviram and the Adat Koirach, it says, fall into the ground. Bnei Koirach cannot fall in, no, Bnei Koirach lay Mason. But Koirach, all the Rechush of Koirach goes down. Nitzacheni, the Messiah and the Chamishim Ish are killed in a Sreifa. The Eish, Yotzam Eish Hashem, the Eish came out. What happened to Koirach itself? Very unclear in the Pesukim. The land part of Koirach. What happened to Koirach? Alevei, what happened to Koirach? Machlekes Tanoim. They Parsha Taisha in the Pesukim. I'm not going to go through all the Lashonos of Pesukim. There's Pesukim here in our Parsha. There's also Pesukim again in Parsha Smatis. What exactly happened? The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, that Kuf Yud, Omer Rav Yochanan, Koirach loymen abluim v'loymen asrufim. Loymen abluim, because it says, so it doesn't say in the Gemara what happened. Rashi says, no Gemara, Rashi says, he died in the Magefa. It says it was a Magefa also. 14,700 people died in the Magefa. And they stay in the Pasuk. 14,700 is a 40th of Klal Yisrael. Hashem took Truma. Truma Ba'ayin Yofi. Truma Ba'ayin Yofi is 1/40th. 14,700. Times 40 is 588,000. A truma. There was a magefa. Hashem took up truma. Then he teaches us matnas kahuna. Look at that. Aber the next the end of the parsha is the chavdal matnas kahuna. He was misayon the kahuna. Then we talk about kahuna. There is the zakat. Hashem took up truma from Klal Yisrael. 14,700 people died in the magefa. So Rav Yehoshua's koyrach died in the magefa. But then the Gemara brings a brisa. Koyrach min asrufin umin habluin. He first, I guess, was already killed from this reifa. That has to happen first, Lachayr. And then, he was also nivel in the Adama. Both Einchen happened to Kairach. It's a shayla question, how to be Madaik in the Pesukim. The Pesuk says afterwards, after the Magefa and the Eish, the Pesuk says, V'layiyak a Kairach v'chadosay. Farana Gemara, Sanhedrin and Kofiud, all these, the Gansa Suyas and Sanhedrin and Kofiud. Omar Rav, Kol ha-machlik v'machloikis oiver b'lav. Shenemar v'lo yiyak a Kairach v'chadosay. Yoyver olav. First one makes a machloikis, he's oiver olav deraisa. As you stay in the Gemara. Rav Asiyo amar roi l'tzitareya, he deserves to get tzirat. Ksiv hocha v'yad moy shaloi, ksiv hocha v'yemar shem loy oid, hovi no yodcha b'chekecha. And ksiv shocha, that you should be chayin in tzirat. The smag brings down at the lav deraisa. Rabbeinu Yoina, in Shar Gimel, is going through the lav, and he says, someone that's machzik v'machloikis, machzik v'machloikis, you have to know, stomach, zigul to someone. Whatever it means, if you're machzik v'machloikis, you're even a lot there, I the Chofetz Chaim also in the Pesuk. The Chofetz Chaim, when he's going through all the Lavin and Etzin and Arun that a person could get by saying Lashon Hara, not every case has all of them, but he goes through the options, how many different things you can be Zoycha if you say Lashon Hara. In Lav, number Yud Beis, you're even a lot there, right? If you cause Machlekes by speaking to Lashon Hara, you're even a lot there, right? If a year, Kakara, Pekados. So the Rabbein Yoina, the Smag, the Chofetz Chaim is down, he's Rishonim. Oh, but the Rambam is Chayavik, the Rambam learns that it's only a Smag to Ba'om. The Rambam learns in Misefa Mitzvah, he's Meir Chabarad and Shaira Shmini, that this Pasuk, V'lo Yiyak HaKoyach HaKadosi, Kipshutai means Avada, it's a Havtocha, that Hashem will never open up the ground again. That's not going to happen again. Or it's a warning, it's saying, don't make a Machlagya, so things like that shouldn't happen to you. But not that it's a lab, don't be like Koyach. So the Machlagya is a Shayim. Rashi Shita, it's interesting, Rashi, in Yeshaya, Perek Vav, Yishai Perek Vav, it says, Vayanu Amay Sasipim Mikoy Lakari Vabayit Mayoshan. There was suddenly like a huge earthquake, and smoke started coming out. You look at Rashi over there, Rashi says, people thought first that maybe it's, you know, it's Amay Sasipim, it's like an earthquake. It's happening because, like, Machlekes, like what happened by Kairach. And then there was Eish. Breiter, we know that the Masayim Chamishim Ish, they were Ma'ira Nekuna, and they became Eish. And Rashi says, no, that's not what's going to happen. Because it says in the Pasuk, V'layir Kekoyach Chadasi, Rashi is Ma'irach, and Yeshai, Perek Vov, Pasuk Dawud, is V'layir Kekoyach Chadasi, this will not happen again. And rather, what would happen now to someone who's Maksik V'machoykis is that he'll get Saras, which is talk of the other sheet of the Gemara there in Zanet. That Rashi says that he'll get Saras. So Rashi is much more secure that the Pasuk is a Haftoch, it's not a Labdei Raisa. Now there was a Magefa going on. Besides the Masayim Chamishim that were Nisraf with the Eish, there was a Magefa. 14,000 people are dying. Now how does Moshe stop the Magefa? He tells Aaron that he learned a trick from the Malach HaMoris. Ketayrus is going to be a Hatzolah from the Magefa. His mother, Ketayrus is going to be a Hatzolah. There's the Yukam and the Pesukim here of the Mekenshein Uptaichin. It says, there's a few of the Yukam, but let's start with the basic. It says, Vayamoyt Bein HaMesim Uvein HaChayim Vateyotar HaMagefa. Ketayrus is a... It goes up, it's a mechitza. The yisrael that the keteris is matzik and magefa is that it's matzik, it's a mechitza, it's choytetz. Moshe Rabbeinu saw, says even, when it ties up, it says, Vayorot al-Pelich ha-Kahol, Aaron ran into the Kahol, v'hine heichal ha-Negev ba-Om. Kanzog and Hashem inside, he ran to the Kahol, he wanted to stop the magefa is spreading. You have to put the keteris where the magefa didn't hit yet. He goes to the Kahol, he sees it already starts ba-Om, it's in a different place already. And he finally found where it hadn't reached yet. He stopped there, but the Otzer HaMageif. The side of the Keteris is a Mechit. After the whole story happens, Koyrach, whatever happens to him and the Machoikis, the Bluim, the Srufim, the Mageifa, comes again, Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu, Davro b'nei Yisrael, v'kach me'ito mata, mata l'beis ov, every shevet should send in a mata. There should be Shnei Masa Matai, and also a Matai of Levi. So does that mean that this 13, 12 plus Levi, or is Menashe and Ephraim counted as one, or Reuben is not counted, there's Kol Minei Cheshbonos over here, in different sheets in the Rishonim exactly, but there's 12 Matais, one of them is going to represent Shevet Levi. And Hashem makes a Gevaldika Ois, that all the Matais, Vayimi Mocharas, Vayomi Moshe El Oyel Eidus, והנה תורך מתי ארן לבית לוי ויצא פרח ויוצא ציץ ויגמוש קדם הגבל וכאוי that הקדוש ברוך הוא with בויכר and ארן הכהן and then the rest of the parts of the fact of the matnes kahuna זה ויכוי פחם what's the story with the matnes over here? So this genug there was gewaltige nisim the earth opened up and there was the eish and the magefa. What is the matnes coming to teach you? Matnes bovel andenu after all the other nisim in the floys. What was the purpose of it? Again, there's a lot of different mahalchim. And all I heard is fakir. The ikkar here is the matzis. This that Hashem had to first kill out koyrach v'adotzai and get rid of them is because late achas doicha harbet dechokas. If you're not going to get rid of the whole source of the problem, then you're not going to be able to prove it. Meaning the ikkar proof that Aaron is the nifchar is taka the matzis. Not the fact that everyone else died with the ikkar. The ikkar is taka the matzis. And you have to first get rid of the source of the latonis. You don't get rid of the source of the latonis, nothing is going to help. Late achas doicha harbet dechokas. Of a move of practice is to build up a mahalach that no, there's different chumim over here. The matis is serving a different purpose. Mekent rachman a mahalach. We said koyrach was tining. We said earlier kol ha'ed uchulim kedoshim. There's no koyrach of a manik b'chlau. Everyone could be. Everyone is gadol. And that Hashem proved no. There's a tzur of the chlai. So talish uchulat chelus means a chutzal chelus. You need a tzur of a manik. But now there's a different shaila. Naniach that there's a tzur of a manik. How are you boicher a manik? Who is there versus the Klippin? He should be the manik. So there, look, you say that the oasis of the mate. It wasn't the nace. Kriyas Yamsef was a bigger nace. The earth opening up is l'chayra a bigger nace. The mate is coming to show us a message why Aaron is picked. So one of the sechi is, what happened? They took a stick and they put it in the Kodesh Kodashim and it grew leaves and shkedim. There's such a thing. You take a tree, plant it in the ground, and it grows skedim. A piece of wood grows skedim. That's what a shokei does. That's what a tree is. Here it wasn't a tree. It was a shtick holz. Where's the greatest shina? There it is. Normally, a tree is yoinik. It's chiyus from the red, from the earth, from the ground, from the gashmius, from olam hazeh. There's nutrients. There's koiches, yinika, chiyus, in the ground, in the red. An Adam Godel, the manik in Klal Yisrael, his shoyrish licht in ruchnis, listen in gashmis. Kol kule ruchnis. Hashem is giving us the message, you'll take 12 sticks, representing the other Shvatim. You want them to have Shkedim planted in the ground. The one who's demonic, his stick is going to grow in the Kodesh Kadoshim. The Kodesh Kadoshim is going to be mafriach by him Shkedim. Thus is demonic in Klal Yisrael. Kulay natua beruchnis. That's one of the. In Sfarim State, in the Izbiter, he writes that the MS, all the sticks of all the Shvatim grew and started growing, sprouting. Now every one sprouted only to a certain extent, only leaves, only blossoms, a little bit. And each one of the Fimad Vegosa, Aaron HaKohen was the one that was fully blossomed. Vayotzei Ferach, Vayotzei Tzitz, Vayigmol Shkedim. It would be a big nation if it was a year just a Ferach. What do you need a Shkedim? Every one of the sticks grew. Aaron was fully blossomed. And he was showing that he's the fully matured, fully royally Ismani. And he says, that's the Pshat of the Pasuk. Vayiru Vayikhu Ishmateyu. Each one of the Nesim of the Shevet walked in and took his stick. How did he know, remembered which one? They had a sticker. Zehub and Gazen, Yeder Einar Givus Zayn Madrega. Every one of them walked into the Kodesh Kedoshim and he says, oh, that's what I'm holding, Taka. That's my stick. They saw where they were holding. Aaron is the one that was fully then the Midrashim, it says that Kesedah, the Kodesh Kodashim, always had trees growing. So that's a land could be the Pshat. Who's the one that has Shaykh the Kodesh Kodashim? Aaron is his stick is the one that grew. But the Nis, Bechlan wasn't there. Kesedah and the Kodesh Kodashim, there were sticks with Shkedah and Prochim. The goddess was that Aaron HaKohen's matter was Mityachet to the Messias that's going on in Kodesh Kodashim. That's a land is the one. It's all out there. One mahal. The Betzim said three mahal. One is that he's cool and it's all the ruchnis. Or that Betzim there was always trees growing. Nor. You see, Aaron is shaykh to them. Or that all the trees of the Shvatim grew, just Aaron was fully grown. After another sort mahal, and under a sort mahal, Korach was tiny. He could be a kohen. Korach was a very big bal madrega, a big oyvid as Hashem, avada. And he felt kafi madrega tavidosi eres roi lekahuna. Now we know kahuna doesn't work like that. You can be the biggest tzaddik. Kahuna goes b'Yerusha. Like the tzaddik is a kohen, just to a kohen. Even if you're not on a big Bal Madrega. Even if you're a stick hole. If your father's a kohen, you're a kohen. If your father's not a kohen, you're not a kohen. This is the message of the Matris. It's a stick hole. It's a stick hole. But if you roi to them, this is the shayach to kahuna, it's going to grow. This is the shayach to kahuna, it won't grow. Kahuna is not totally in the Madrega, Yoli. Kahuna goes. I feel the business to go. Can to yes, I'm a coin. I feel the business to ask Gresser. And the business can coin. The business can coin. That was the message. We have the parsha of Matnis Kahuna. The essence of Arab Matnis Kahuna. The pasuk here says, "Kol Torah beveitz koyoychal kodesh." Not only could the coin, truma, and various Matnis Kahuna. Some Matnis Kahuna are mutter lazar. So I look at the cave. It's mutter to lazar, but there are certain Matnis Kahuna that is only for a coin. Now there's a din called Torah Beveit Chayyarek Al Kodesh. The Kohen's wife could also eat the Truma. We know the Pasuk also says, not in this parasha, but it says, the Kohen ki yikna nefesh kinyan kasbay hu yoychavoy. Kinyan kesef of a Kohen. The behemoth of a Kohen could eat Truma. An Eved Kenayni of a Kohen could eat Truma. An Eved every not, because he doesn't mamashona, but Eved Kenayni of a Kohen could eat Truma. Who within the wife of a Kohen could eat Truma? That in force him grapple with the problem, showing him already. The state of two dinim l'chayra. On one hand, we know that a wife, Eishes Kohen could eat truma because of the pasuk of Torah, Beveis Chayorichal Kodesh. Pasuk in this week's parsha. Mitzad Sheni, we have the din of Kinyan Kasbay. Lovely tarfi. Why do you need both? Now let's break it up slowly. Kinyan Kasbay. And Eishes Kohen is Kinyan Kasbay. He was Makadisha with Kesef. So it's Kinyan Kasbay. Fred Rafi in Ksuba is Daphne Ches. What if he was Makadisha with Bia? What if he wasn't Makadisha with Kesef? If a Kohen was Makadisha Isha with Bias, then it's not Kinyan Kasbay. So she can't eat Truma. Zot Rashi, Iskish Avayis Ladodi. There's a Rashi, Ksubas Daf Menches. They say, Bam, it's only Kedusha Kesef as Kinyan Kasbay. But if you Makadisha with Bia, it's also good. There's a Hekish, Iskish Avayis Ladodi. Shteitin Rashi L'chayr, that Kinyan Kasbay means bought with money. You buy it with money, with Kesef as Kinyan Kasbay. You buy it with Star, with Kinyan Star. You buy it with Bias, Kinyan Bias. This that if you makadish Isha with star or with beer, that she could eat truma of Kinyan Kasbay, it's because of the hekesh. Vegan the Achareinim, says Rabbi Chanan in Achayv Tzoras, talks about it. If you buy an Eved Kanani with Kesef, so you can eat truma. And if you buy him with Chazoka, you can't eat truma. You buy Eved Kanani with Star. You buy a Behemoth with Mashiach. You have to buy a Behemoth with Mashiach Derech Agav. Metalzim is not even Nikna Bekesef. So it can't be Trumet. Not Kinyi Kaspoy. Oh, but it is no Hesk. Itkish. Kinyonim Adodi. There's no Hekish. So how is it ever Shaykh? A Behemoth coin needs Truma. Unless you hold more his coins with the right then. How are you talking? If you buy a Behemoth with Mashiach, you don't need Truma. Look at Bukhonon. Avada, Kinyi Kaspoy doesn't have to mean you bought with money. Kinyi Kaspoy means a monetary ownership. If you acquired a behemoth or an eved with chazaka, shtar, metalzim, mishicha, it doesn't make a difference. You acquired it. You have a kinyan ketzef on it. You a monetary ownership. Avada kinyan ketzef means a monetary ownership. So avada, no matter how you buy the behemoth, it's good. So how come kedushe be a rashi neither anymore? So up there, because kedushe ketzef is not mamash a monetary ownership. You don't own. It's not the sinishkin katzofel. You don't own it. So by kedushe ketzef, there's an andre touch. Kinyan ketzef could be explained in two ways. It means acquired al yidei kesef. You made this kibbutz of kedusha al yidei kesef. Is that only by kedusha kesef? What about kedusha bi'ev shtar? That Rashi don't come into a hekesh. Not all Rishonim learned that. A lot of Rishonim say no, that the etzim kedusha isha also could be called kinyan kesef for you. Ha'isha is kinyani shobal. Now bearing that in mind, let's go a step further. Toisus and Yevamis, Taf Samachet, asks the kasha already, Lomali Tarki, why do you need this drosha? Kol tar beveis chayoychal kodesh that aishas koyin can eat truma. Anyway, she can eat truma al kinyan kaspoy. And for Toitzvis, there's no such drosh. It's an asmach to ba'alma. It's just a free lemaisa, but it's an asmach to ba'alma. Kol tar beveis chayoychal kodesh is an asmach to ba'alma. With the raisa, the reason why an aishas koyin is truma is tak al kinyan kaspoy. That sheet has Toitzvis in your home. But Rashi, many places is choylik. Rashi, Kedushin Daf Yud, Rashi and Pashas Emor, the Feirish, they learn up that kol tar beveis chayoychal, you can't, that's why aishas koyin can eat truma. So the Rashi, it's Shver, what do you need both Pesukim? Now, no one can ask, why do you need Kinyan Kaspoy? You need Kinyan Kaspoy for a behemoth, for an Eved. Let's do a little Shver. There are Gemaras that are mashma that Kinyan Kaspoy is a Makar for Isha also. So the Teretz is very simple. First of all, you can cheat. If you go according to Rashi, that Kinyan Kaspoy, akupona by Kedushin, just means you bought with money. And you won't say this Chiddush of Iskesh Havayis Badari, because the Rechag of Rashi is a tremendous Chiddush. If you're already assuming that Kedushin Kaspoy does not a monetary ownership. Elamai is good because you bought with money. What does it mean? But it wasn't. But the whole Makuda here is. Look, I'll be certain dinam I can hear Iskesh Avayis Ladodi. The Gemara on that, look, I'll be various things. Iskesh Avayis Ladodi. But here, the Makuda, what the Kedusha Kesef is allowing you to eat, is because it was bought with money. But Kedusha B wasn't bought with money. Efshet the Chiddush, but Makesh Rakhtan and Ekanami. Only Kedusha Kesef is type of king cast. Kedusha Shtaru Bia, Kataki eat, only else, Kotel Beveska. Rashavus Makert. Kedusha Kesef should also be off Kol Tar Beveischa. What do you need? Kinyan Kaspoy. So first of all, Ken Zayin, Kol Tar Beveischa is only by Nisun. Beisei Zu Ishtar, it could be is only by Nisun. Okay, then I raise the Chiddush. If a person does Kedusha Bia, he can't eat Truma yet. Midarais, Midarabon, anyway, it's not a simple in this. Or, no, if it's Bia, it's not simple. But Kedusha Bia, now I'm a Marshach, Kol Tar Beveischa is only by Nisun. And Kinyan Kaspoy, look, I mean, maybe it's only with Kesef. Basically, another nafmir they say that so the Bible talks about that maybe this other man is called Chazir Shoyk of a Shlomim of Kinyan Kaspoy of Behemoth Koyin and Eved Koyin can't eat Chazir Shoyk. But the Sefri's mashma that of Kol Tar Beveischa the Eishes Koyin could even eat Chazir Shoyk. Kinyan Kaspoy she wouldn't be allowed. So that's another uftu of Kol Tar Beveischa. So there again could be that only Mishas Nesuon Taka and Arusa maybe won't be able to eat Chazir Shoyk even with the right. The Rabbanim is exer anyways. But another man is called Pidyon Haben. Pidyon Haben. There's a famous Gra. The Gra used to say that Bereishis is Koyul Kolotel Kula. Sefer Bereishis and Chumash Bereishis. And then he said even the first Pasuk of Bereishis is Koyul Kolotel Kula. Alf is Nirma. So in the time Gifred, where is it Nirma Pidyon Haben? Chavas Chavas Punta Gifred Dot. That's what we have in the Seira. Chaval, we don't have in the Seira all the other kashas. That you can ask on this going? It's a shverer going. But when they asked him, Pidyon Haben, he said, Bereishis is Rosh HaTevis, Ben Rishon, Acharei Shloishim Yoyim Tifodah. That's the Rosh HaTevis of Bereishis. Ben Rishon, Acharei Shloishim Yoyim Tifodah. Chaval Lo Da'avdin on the other Tariyag Mitzvahs and Kolotei Rekula. The Gemara says in Menachos, that when it's dying, Bo Minei Plimoi Mi Rebbe, Mi Sheyesh Lo Shnei Roshim, Be'ez Mehen Maniach Tefillin, understand the Gemara Menachos Taflam Zayin. Plimoy asked Rebbe, a person that has two heads, on which head does he put the tefillin? Right on the by the shoyad, you put on the left hand, and Rosh normally you have one head. When you have two heads, he wanted to know which head you put the tefillin. So Rebbe told him, Om Aloy, Oy Kum Gali, Oy Kabbal of Samta. Either going to Golis or going to Cherus. I'm not interested. Positive is being matrim because the Shaiwan is irrelevant. Nishnagei, the name of Nishnagei can come. And they were having the Vikuch and the Bismedrish, Os Ahu Gabra, they say in the Gemara, a person came in and said, I just had a baby with two heads. How much money do I have to give to the Koyan for Pidyon Aben? This was, as they were fighting about tefillin, which they write, the person comes in and says, what should I do for Pidyon Aben if I have two heads? Someone from the Beis Medrash said, Chai of Litan La Yud Sloim, you have to pay Taka 10 Sloim. Not 5, you have to pay 10. It's two heads, you have to pay 10 Sloim. Fred the Gemara, Eini, interesting Kasha, Vatoni Rabbi Bar Chomo, Mitoch Shem HaPadi Tifte, Shemani Afilu Nitzra, Tamoy Ma Acholok. The Kitzit is a drosha that a treifa is not Chai of Vigyan Aben. And the Gemara is assuming that a two-headed person is a treifa. Means he won't live out the year. And that's the kind of why, if it's filling, it's not relevant to Shiloh. Because you're in a bed, you can sweat. But if it's filling, it's never negate. It's not going to live past the year. I'll be saying to Gemara, why are you chayv even in Pidyon Aben? It's the treifa. They said to Gemara, it's filling, we can secure. But what's the Pidyon Aben? You tell me, you pay 10 sloyim. Why do you pay 10 sloyim? Why do you pay anything? It's a treifa. There's a ptur. Ach, all it is, not it's a treifa. And to the Gemara, a very shveret eretz, five words, shiny hocha, the begugoy was tali rachman. It's tali in the heads. The cash is given that you should be potter because it's a treifa. And for the Gemara, it's totally in the head. So Rashi asks the cash, Rashi Mavon, look Rashi, this thing you're asking me it's a treifa, it's not a treifa. Who's going to live? And if you want to know why you pay 10, because it's totally in the head. To say that the Machshon is not talking to the Tarzan. They have a deal going, everything is good. The cash was it's a treifa, the Tarzan ignores him, he says, don't worry, it's not a treifa. And if I ask you a question, why 10? Because it's two heads. But Avad, it's very shver, such a pshat in the Gemara. If you do a b'shem Reb Chaim, in the sense of Gedruch Karandir Avot, if you do a b'shem Reb Chaim said that Emet is a Chakir about a two-headed person. You can call it a Shiloh. A person with two heads. Is it one person with two heads? Or is it two people? Now, I'm not talking about when there's talking two people that are born and they're attached a little bit. They could be attached by the stomach and this, maybe there's two heads. We're not talking about that. That's about the two people. We're talking about a person that's born. He has one complete system of a goof. All the Avot premium is one. And on the top, there's two heads. The heart of the Shiloh, is it one person or two people? Now take this halacha. If it's one person, he'll be able to live. So he has two heads. Developed. But if it's two people, and two people are trying to share the same body, it's a treifa. He doesn't have enough evar. He's going to die. It's a treifa. They say it's the chakira, whether it's nidoin as chad odom or trei odom, is Gufa going to be a Kiveya if he's a Treifa? If it's one person, he can live. If it's two people, they won't be able to live. The Shaka Batari, the Gemara was, how much do I pay for Pidyon Aben? He told him, a solo sloyim, 10 sloyim. So the Gemara, you're paying 10 sloyim, must be it's two people. If it's two people, how are they going to live? It's a Treifa. And to the Gemara, no, you misunderstood. It's one person. It's one person. He's not going to die. It's one person. You can call it that tefillin also. Why are you paying? Why are you paying 10? A special day is the cost of because God was Tali Rachmana. Pidyon Aben is not totally in how many people there is. It's one person. But you know how much you pay? It's not a standard 5 sloyim. It's 5 sloyim per head. You have to always count up the amount of heads. Make a cheshbon. It shouldn't be too hard usually. And after the cheshbon, however many heads, that's how much you pay. Normally you pay 5. When there's 2 heads, you pay 10. But not because it's 2 people. So that's the Shaka Batai. There's 3 sakes. Strike the Gemara. How much do you pay? Is up to 10 sloyim. So I think it must be it's 2 people. And I say it's a treifa. The Torah says, no, it's 1 person. And the reason you pay 10 is because the Gilgoy was Tala Rachmon. I go to Chaim Gilan to Shaka Vatari. Now, I have a few horrors. First of all, the Havin of the Gemara thought that it's 2 people. And that's why you're paying 10. I'm not sure tell us such a pshat. If it's 2 people, only one of them is a Bechor. Which one? Whichever comes out first. How do you measure it? Eishel Nishn. Epshel Atzamsen. Eepshel Atzamsen. Gaitman is on. Only one of them is a Bechor. Unless they both come out together. Like the Manda, Epshel Atzamsen. Like the Manda, Eepshel. Like the Manda, Omar. Epshel Atzamsen. And they came out together. Is who's the Bechor? Both are the Bechor. Shvet and Gleib. Pashas, you just don't know which one it is. And then you pay 5 for 1. The Pshat, the Mechor is good. It's one person. Back in the day, you count how many heads. The Bechor goes, all right, one. But like the Havmina, why would you pay 10? This is Einhar. Nochahara. A little Pula. chagat hachekira. The maskana is one person. Now you pay 10 because it's gogolus talar achmona. What's the pshat? It's one mechayev of pidyon haben. No, pidyon haben is not always part one. It depends how many heads. When there's two heads, you pay 10 for one, but it's one mechayev of 10. If I can, every gogolus is a separate mechayev. Every gogolus is a separate mechayev. What's an afkimina? It's not an afkimina if you have to give to one kohen or two kohanim. You anyways don't have to give to the same kohen. Derech agav, you can give 10 different kohanim, half a seller, over a period of 20 years. If you, in the end, you gave kohanim five shloim, you like to pidyon haben. There's no din to give to the same kohen, so that wouldn't be an afkimina. So I'm calling the lamed shaila is a one mechayev or two mechayev. What's for an afkimina? Habakkuk, this is lepupul of alma. Farandam in chesrinach. No, it's a machlokes Rebbe in Pnimah Yitzchak also get lepupul of alma. This is the vikuach. But if I, this is going a step further, no way. Farandam in chesrinach says, b'chetzi eved, chetzi ben choyren. If chayev and pidyon haben, a person gives birth to a chetzi eved, chetzi ben choyren. We'll look at the case out. Chayev. Yeah, the chetzi eved, chetzi koyin also even. But let's talk about chetzi eved, chetzi ben choyren. Chayev and chesrinach, you take pidyon haben. The tzad eved doesn't have a chiyuv of pidyon haben. So he says, you don't have to pay anything. Because if you would pay, you would only pay 2.5. Yizichu wouldn't have to pay 5. He's only a chetzi ben choyer. And there's a drasha, chomish, v'loi chetzi chomish. But merely you don't pay anything. Klerich, what if you have a two-headed chetzi eved chetzi ben choyer? If it's two separate mechayiv and a 5, then you don't pay anything. Because now it's two separate mechayiv and of 2.5. Chomish, v'loi chetzi chomish. But, if it's one big mechayiv, here it rather works out. There's one big mechayiv, the sachakal is chomish, gevalik, chomish, v'loi chetzi chomish. There's no chomish for chetzi chomish. The sachakol of the mechayev is tak chomish. If there's three heads, if there's two heads, it's chomish. Tak chomish at the chomish. Titus brings down Afanor on the Gemara of the Menaches. But oylam has their lekas. There's no such thing as two-headed people in this world. Abul Yehi the Medrash Ashmadai hoyti mitachas akarka odem echad sheish l'shnei roshim. Ashmadai took out a two-headed person from the ground and he brought him to Shlomo HaMelech and he got married. As they first said, Titus taking Titus in Menaches Lamedayin. And this two-headed person got married, and they had a whole bunch of children. Some of them had one head, and some of them had two heads. And when he died, came a machloikis v'gavi the Yerusha. The two-headed children said that two-headed people are two people. And the one-headed children said, no, that two-headed people are also only one person. They were fighting about the chelke ha-Yerusha. The two-headed ones were timing that each one couldn't a double chelke, because they're two people. But they said, b'chaim, like the B'chaim shot, that's the whole Shaka Matari of the Gemara. It's not a Zayit Gittaisis. This is the Shaka Matari of the Gemara. The Maskon is that it's not a Shreif, it's one person. But they were having this fight. What? No, that's the Bikur. The Maskon is the Gemara. But that was the Bikur of the different children. So Taisis doesn't say what happened at the end of the story. But it's not just in the Kula. If it's one person or two people. Zot the Shita Mokobetis, Afanor, on the side of the Gemara, of the Shita, that what did Shlomo HaMelech do? He took boiling hot water, and he poured it on one of the heads. And both heads started screaming. Look, Shlomo HaMelech, my thing is it's one person. And they don't get double Yerusha. They don't get double Yerusha. Are they staying sheet? Now, verstehnst. If you pour water on the stomach, which one screams? Both. Pour water on the leg, which one screams? Both. You pour water on the right head, the left head is not going to scream. Why is it worse than his stomach? Why is the chelik of his goof? So why does he have bella that's sticking out on his neck? He's not going to scream. Why is it arrogant? State the nishtas. They state if you understand correctly what it means that it's two separate people. The stomach they're sharing. The legs that they're sharing. The evari apnimim they're sharing. But the head is two separate people. The right head is not the left head. It's not going to hurt the left one on the side that it's two people. You have to understand what that meant. But that was one of Melis Raya that it's considered one person. Faran the Vaitan Pidyon HaBen is the famous Gemara. Rav Kahana shokal sudra the Pidyon HaBen. Rav Kahana took a certain half of Pidyon HaBen. It wasn't worth five shloim. But he said, L'didi Shavali. Amara the Kechidish, L'didi Shavali works for Pidyon HaBen. Now there's a big shayla that we show in Taisus all over Shas talks about. Rav Kahana, it's not the Pashat, he was a Kohen. Machar, this Gemara, Rav Kahana shokal sudra is mashmi, he's a Kohen. On the other hand, there are other Gemara that says Rav Kahana was not a Kohen. So the emesis is the Gemara Chulin that says Rav Kahana used to take Zroi L'chayayin the Keva. Even though he wasn't a Kohen, he took it because of his wife. His wife was a Kohen. There's one Gemara, the Gemara says, Rav Kahana says, the reason I deserve to go into Golas is because I married a Kohen. Right? He says, I'm a Rasm, I shouldn't marry a Kohen. He says, if you're not Roy, you shouldn't marry a Bas Kohen. And Rav Kahana said, I would deserve to go into Golas because I married a Bas Kohen. Meaning he wasn't a Kohen. That's the Gemara of Sochem. So in Chulin it says that he used to take Zroi L'chayayin the Keva in the discourse of his wife. So Taisus is Machadish and Kedushin. How do you stem the different Rafkanis? So Taisus says either there's two Rafkanis, one was a Kohen, one wasn't. Or Pidyon HaBen also, when he took it in the schus of his wife. Now to me that's a big chiddush. Because L'chayra, if he's taking only in the schus of his wife, how can he say L'didi Shavali? He's Nishzayin HaChezmin. State and Taisus is a big chiddush. Even though he's taking it in the schus of Ishtar, he can still say L'didi Shavali. It's because of his wife, he has the schus to take. Now the Rambam is called Chayim. The Rambam passes that a Kohen, that a Yisroel married the Bat Kohen, could only take Zroel L'chayayim V'keva. But by Pidyon HaBen, there the Pharisee says Zichrei Kehuna, and Avada, a Yisroel who's married to Bat Kohen cannot take Pidyon HaBen. The Rambam obviously will have to answer Shrei Rav Kahana Havi to answer this theory about Rav Rav Kahana. You can still say that the one that was Yisroel took Pidyon HaBen, as can Ben, took Rav Kahana. There's a Shalom Rabbi Kiveger. When Yisroel marries a Bat Kohen, you don't have to be part of that child. A Yisroel and a Bat Kohen have a child. If even the mother is a Kohen, there's no Pidyon HaBen. That's the din that's more important, the Chayrus. So the Kveg has a Shaila, the Chayra, what do you need a Chiddush that a Bat Kohen, that has a child, that doesn't have to say Pidyon HaBen? A father, the father doesn't have to pay Pidyon HaBen, even if he's a Yisroel. A Kohen Zichah doesn't have to pay Pidyon HaBen. He can take it for himself. If it's a din that you're allowed to take Yishvil Ishtoi, so every Yisroel who's married to a Bat Kohen should have the right to be able to take it to Shvil Ishtoi. So a father shouldn't have to give Pidyon HaBen. I bet Kleber Bikveger and Shuvah and Simon Reish Gimel. Machoret the Pella have a push the case. If his wife, if it was Nizgarish or Mesa Ishtoi, before the child was born, or before the child became 30 days old, after then that a Bas Kohen that has a child, you don't have to pay Pidyon HaBen, so this is the son of a Bas Kohen. But after then that you take Bishvil Ishtoi, he doesn't have any more the rights to take Bishvil Ishtoi. And another shot, it's a Chiddush, it's a Charifus. Let's say an Isha is a Suffolk Bas Kohen. She doesn't know if she was Nizgarish. She doesn't know if she's a Bat Kohen. Lefi Emes, is Pidyon HaBen? Lefi Emes, no. Because since the son of a Bat Kohen is Potter, so I'm going to make a veil of a right. But if the Etam Yechayiv, now the father has a patent to say, I have a right to take it for myself. How do you know you have a right to take it for yourself? It's a Suffolk. You're Zichachayiv, and you want to say, maybe you have a Ptur because you can take it for yourself. But you don't know, you're a Suffolk. That's why you need a Lehediyah then, that a Bat Kohen, the Etam, is Potter, that the son does not have a Pidyon HaBen. Now, a father is mechuyev to be part of his son. A father is mechuyev to be mal his son. What about when the son becomes a gadol? After the son is bar mitzvah, then he's mechuyev to be mal himself, and he's mechuyev to be part of himself. But is the father still chayev? Does the father's chayev go off when the child becomes a gadol? About the son, he has his own chayev now. But is the father's chayev go off? Is that big? I saw the Menachas Chinuch said, by Mila, in Mitzvah Bey, the Menachas Chinuch says, that a father is not mechuyev to mal his son once the kid becomes a gadol. It's only the son's chiyev. Bechlal, the father's not a bar chiyev. He's as good as Bezdin or any acher. He doesn't bechlal have his own chiyev. As though he's Maturik Oichim in the parish of Mishnayich, while Rambam in Perek Yotes of Shabbos, that as soon as the son becomes a gadol, the father is niftar from maling the child. But Mitzacheni, I saw it, the chinuch himself, right, in Mitzvah Pidyon HaBen, Shin Sali Beis, that the chiyev of a father to be part of his son is even when he's a gadol. From the chinuch, that Mila be'etzem is the baby's chiv, it's the child's chiv. This that the father will chiv when the baby, when it's a baby, when it's a child, when it's a cousin, is the father is being doyik for the son's chiv. So when the son becomes a gadol, so now the father is not a mechutin anymore. The son is chiv. Mashen kin pidyon haben kishmoy kainu. It doesn't call it the mitzvah of Mila's benoy. It's called pidyon haben, not pidyon atzmai. The father's doyik. Yeah, it's only the first 13 years. Say that. No, it's Pidyon HaBen. The Chiv is Pidyon HaBen. There's a din. Im loy pidoy aviv mechayiv iyu lifnoy tas atmoy. Anayizach. Oh, but the etzem din is Pidyon HaBen. Pidyon Benoy. Even if he's a gadol, it's still mutal al aviv Pidyon Benoy. Avei zuchar mavur in the chinuch. Now, interesting, in the Rivosh, in the Chuvus Rivosh, and Simon Kuf Lamed Aleph is mavur punk fakert. The Rivosh is talking about the klal of Nusach HaBracha, whether you say li, liftois, lomu, lasois, lasoik, or al. Al mitzvahs. And he made the klal, being from the Rambam, that when you say, on your own mitzvah you say lit, on someone else's mitzvah you say al. Lamosul, when you mouth your own child, you say lomul. It's your own mitzvah. If you mouth someone else's child, you say al hamila, which is what most moyelim say. They're not mouthing their own kid, they say al hamila. But when you mouth your own son, you say, like the Rambam, lomul is say. Nevertheless, by Pidyon HaBen, the Rambam passing, you say al mitzvah, Pidyon HaBen. sotter. Why? Because Pidyon HaBen is talking not your own mitzvah. You're doing your son's mitzvah. In the Rebbe Shmuel Pinchas Fakir, that in Yehud is talking about Etz and the fathers, and the Pinchas Ben is Fakir. It's not Etz and the fathers. Now, Pinchas Ben, you have to give Chomei Shloim. The Menachas Chinuch wants to know, in the Sugyas and Kedushin, you have many ways you can be Makadosh Isha with Hano. Schoit Lefonai, Rekoit Lefonai. Midin Orei, Midin Evet Kanaimi. All these things. He wants to know, could you be Poyda Pinchas Ben with it? So the Menachas Chinuch, none of them could have a Poshet yet. But there may be a lot of Achonim say no. By Pidyon HaBen, well, you can't even be mepoided with a shtar. You have to be mepoided with gufay moment. Schoik lefonai, rekoid lefonai, is not gufay moment. It's hanot, it's not gufay moment. Because that's just midin orid, you can still curse. You know the lomdus of midin orid. If midin orid is mamash, as if you gave the money to him, right, what would midin orid mean? It would mean that the koyin tells Rabbi HaBen, give the money to somebody else. If midin orid is just the hanot that he listened to you, so it's not gufay moment.